You're listening to Sync Beast. I'm Graham, your host, and after I hit six figures as a sync producer, I made it my mission to turn sync into a game that I could play and win year after year. With a simple creative strategy, intense production techniques, and pro-level mindsets that got me there faster than I could have ever imagined. I want to sell the farm so that you can create a profitable sync catalog, produce for sync with confidence, and actually improve your lifestyle as a sync producer. I'm here to let you know that sync is just a game, and I'm going to show you how to play it coming up. What's going on, y'all? Here's a huge mistake I see so many top liners make when they're writing rap top lines for sync tracks, okay? This is specifically for rap stuff. Now, it could apply to more of the sung or even like sung spoken top lines that we get in a lot of pop tracks, but I want to use this rap hip hop idea because it's so prevalent right now in sync. All these brands are doing this hyped hip hop thing, and the lyrics, they either sound really, really good or really, really cheesy. And when they sound cheesy or when they sound amateur, all that means is that the top liners are making a mistake that they can't see. And if you know me and you know what I stand for, then you probably know what I'm about to say next has everything to do with writing quality tracks that sync. The value you provide with your track not only comes down to what you put in it, but how you put it all together, okay? And I'll say that a different way. Imagine you have a bunch of puzzle pieces in front of you, like they're all scattered on the table, and I tell you that I'll give you $100, no, $1,000. I'll give you $1,000 to complete the puzzle. The catch is, there are multiple ways to complete it. So imagine that it's like this magic puzzle thing, right? You can complete it one way and it shows like a giraffe. You can complete it a different way and it shows like a semi-truck, something totally different. And then you complete it another way and it shows a sandwich. And I'm not going to give you the cover of the box to use as a reference. You can't have it. That's going to suck, right? Because you won't know the right way to put the puzzle together out of all those variations until you know which variation I want. That's what gets you that $1,000. Which means you'll have to ask me, Graham, how do you want me to put this puzzle together? And I say, I want you to do the giraffe one. Does that make sense? Like, since I'm the one paying you $1,000 to do this puzzle, serve me, and then you're going to get what you want. Give me the product that I want for my money because I'm happy to give it to you. I'm looking to pay someone to put this puzzle together. I hope you see where I'm going with this, right? Just follow the rules. Follow the rules and get the $1,000. Show me the semi-truck and I don't pay you. Show me the sandwich, I don't pay you. Pretty easy, right? This is exactly how I think of sync. I serve the people with the money what they want. And this is exactly what I want to talk about today as it relates to a very specific top line style. What I mentioned earlier, the cinematic promo, almost trailer hip hop rap top line. You've heard it over and over again. The track is usually something super cinematic, Hollywood, you know, strings, big drums, big old like trailer hits and stuff. But then you got a rapper on top, usually talking about how they're going to win or whatever, which is fine. Brands cash in on the winning feeling all the time. So it makes sense to talk about it in your lyrics. That's all good. It's our time. Never back down. Born for this moment. You see what I mean? These themes are so juicy and relevant when it comes to a setting like sports promos or movie trailers or game trailers, high energy stuff. There are so many uses of this winning theme. And before I start to rip this open, I want to throw in a little aside here. It's important. I want you guys to have as much context as possible. And that aside is the idea that clients and creatives want lyrics that go just a step or two deeper than winning. And here's what I mean by that. Just saying that you're winning, like, I'm winning, is not enough in the new age of sync, okay? We don't care that you're winning. We want to know how you're winning. Are you taking names? Are you climbing the ladder? Like, replace winning with any verb like that. Climbing, rising, crushing. Do that instead of winning, and you'll likely get the point across in a smoother, more thoughtful, more useful way, which is exactly what resonates with clients who don't want these on-the-nose lyrics. That contributes to a cheesy sound. Okay, aside over. Let's get back to the matter at hand. So with these anthemic, epic, driving rap top lines, it's so common for me to hear the top liner talk all day about how they're the shit. In the verse, in the pre, in the hook, they're the shit. They're the top dog. They're the king. The verse might say, I'm here to get it. You know, I'm here to get it. Step aside, blah, blah, blah. The pre might say, you know, it's do or die. I'm here for the fight, whatever. And then the hook, as if that wasn't enough, the hook might say, you know, I was born for this moment. Okay, these are just examples, you know, I'm here squirming in my chair, kind of cringing here, but I'm hoping you can see how all of these lyric ideas, all these concepts are positive, right? They're hyped. They're positive. And that's the point I'm trying to drive home, which is not necessarily bad in nature, right? It's not bad to think about it that way. Like, who wouldn't want positive? Who wouldn't want to fight for what they want? Who wouldn't want to be born for this moment? But here's the problem. In all of that positivity, those positive concepts and lyrics, there is no enemy. And that's the problem. These lyrics don't paint a picture of the enemy. And you need an enemy in order to have a hero. You know the kids' game, Cops and Robbers? Where you're running around trying to get the robbers, the cops are trying to get the robbers. That's only fun to play because there's two sides. There's both good and bad, which makes it interesting. One does right, one does wrong. It's a simple kids game that I don't even know how to play. I don't think I ever learned the official rules, okay? But it's still a thing because of that opposition. They're at odds with each other. The cops are at odds with the robbers. It's a simple concept. One person breaks the law, one person enforces it. Easy. The same simplicity goes for your lyrics for these types of cinematic, you know, epic, pumped up, hyped, winning tracks, right? This is exactly what I wanted to get into today. Because as soon as I figured out this little, I don't want to call it a trick, but this little thing, this reality, my standard went up. And I never stopped using it. And top lines got so much easier for me to write. And it got so much easier to deliver what clients wanted. And the thing that almost everybody wants is to root for the underdog. The underdog holds the hearts of millions. And here's why. The important part of the underdog is what makes them the underdog, right? The low point. The low point, the lows, not the highs, the lows. When we see their low point, and then when we journey with them upward, onward, we form a bond and start to root for them. Have you ever watched a football game that you didn't care about? Like two teams, not your teams, and you watched long enough, and all of a sudden, you started hating on one of the teams because they were playing dirty or whatever. Boom. That moment right there is the moment you identified the enemy, which again is impossible to do without recognizing the hero in the game. And that hero cannot win without first being the underdog. It's a perception thing. And when they finally win, it's super exciting because they pulled through. They took it all the way from rock bottom to the mountaintop. There's a drastic contrast between where they were and where they are. And you had the benefit of climbing up with them the entire way. And now you know what they went through, right? And this feeling, this underdog spirit, is what most of these epic trailer cinematic rap lyrics miss. That's what they don't have. They don't have the low points. They don't allude to the fact that the main character, the hero, has been kicked in the face and is now ready to turn the tables and get what's owed to them. The crown, the glory, whatever. And I hope all these analogies are making sense, because this is literally how my brain works. I need to see things visually in order to understand them. And it's even hard for me to talk about in a coherent way with you, because in my head it just makes sense. I really have to think about these things and put them into simple terms. Simple, 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 right? Everything we do needs to start simple so that it can become complex over time. Being beat down, laying on the ground, is a simple concept. You're starting out at the bottom. And if we don't know that, if you don't tell us that, then we think you're a weak little bitch who's never experienced loss. Because all you're talking about is you're winning. Win, 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 win. Or we think that you have no calluses, right? Because you've only ever been propped up on a pedestal, a little safe pedestal, all your life. Now we begin to resent you. We start to formulate stories like, you know, from a young age, you were given a sword. You know, you were bestowed a sword while we go into battle with a goddamn pool noodle. Like, this is what we have to fight with. What do you have? You've got a sword that was given to you. You didn't even work for it, right? You just win, win, win all the time. It's like, we want to see the grit, man. We want to see you start with something goofy, you know, with your hands like a pool noodle or something. And then somehow evolve into a giant anime sword. You get what I'm saying, right? I realize this is getting slightly ridiculous. But my point here is that when you experience loss, you automatically have something to gain right out the gate. You lose something, you have everything to gain. If you lose the crown and you're its rightful owner, I now have reason to believe that you should have it and that it should be restored to you. You're more trustworthy because you're open about your low lows, your low points, right out the gate. You don't have to go so far as saying, I'm losing right now. Like, I'm losing. I'm on the losing team. Like, that goes back to the on-the-nose thing. It goes back to the on-the-nose-ness that clients don't want. You don't say, I'm winning. I'm winning. It sounds so cringy. They don't want to hear that. In fact, I've received briefs, sync briefs, and custom briefs, actually, that specifically say to not do that, to not say, I'm winning. Don't even allude to it, that word, anyway. You can talk around it. You can talk about how you're winning, but just don't say you're winning. Like, there's no value there because we don't see the story. And for that same reason, you don't want to be super on the nose about the fact that you're losing or that you've hit rock bottom. You don't want to say, I'm at rock bottom. There's no depth there either. We need to be clever about how we communicate it. And the best way to do that is to bring people into our world, into our story. We got to get super detailed about what that feeling is like. To be super down in the dumps. Describe the setting. Talk about the darkness you're experiencing. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Do it in a poetic way. If you're going for this epic, cinematic, dramatic thing with your top line, then own it. Own the drama. Own the epicness. That is the best advice I can give you here, is own it. We need to not only see that you're in a dark place, but we need to feel it too. So get creative with it. Tell us how your wings are broken. That's a massive concept right there. You have wings. If you have broken wings, it means you have wings. But right now, they don't work. Can't you see the hope there? The desperation, the story? Without that story, without me knowing that you have wings that can take you high in the sky, but that they don't work right now because you've been beat down, or you flew too high, flew too close to the sun, or, you know, they're mangled somehow and you need to heal in order to rise up. If I don't know that about you, then how can I root for you? How can I believe that you deserve to fly if you don't tell me? If you just told me that you have healthy golden wings and you can fly everywhere, if you told me that you're the fastest flyer and you could fly the highest, don't you think I'll see through that and demand that you back it all up? Show me. If you're so good, then prove it. Because you're not giving me any reason to believe that you're a tough son of a bitch, right? You just sound like you're a theme song from a kid's show. Until I see you go through something and experience that pain that I might have felt in my own life, the connective element there, unless I can experience that same pain, your lyrics are peanuts. Show me. And you could probably hear the passion I have behind this as I'm saying it, because it matters. It matters that you show us the pit you're in so that we can rise with you to the pinnacle. It's so, so important. If you don't show me the rock bottom that you're at, if you don't describe your fall, then I don't care if you deserve to rise again. I just won't give a shit. So for all the rappers out there that you might have grown up listening to, who talk about gold chains and cars and houses, they're the ones who deny their rock bottom. They're the ones who deny the pit, the darkness. And there's no story. There's no sentimental story to a track like Gin and Juice, which is fine because I love that song, but it's not necessarily a sync track. However, on the flip side of that, I grew up listening to a lot of Eminem, okay? Which means I got a heavy dose of the rock bottom material. A lot of it, right? Like if you've seen 8 Mile, the movie, you understand the dark hole that Eminem talks about in his lyrics, which basically created an army of raving fans because of it. They connected with him for being misunderstood. And then he owned it. He owned who he was in that movie, that he was white trash and had no talent, came from nothing and blah, 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 blah. As soon as he started saying that shit about himself and he owned it, the crowd shut up. Right? No one was heckling. And he just started destroying people in rap battles. That's how he created raving fans. Being the underdog that no one believed in created raving fans, which is ironic, right? Being that person who was dealt a bad hand and managed to muster the courage, own up to who he was, and change it for the better. I'm not here to idolize Eminem. Okay? Think what you want about him. I'm here to show you how I think about the hero concept in sync. This is what has worked for me countless times, over and over. I put all my energy into making sure that each section has their own purpose. Verse serves its purpose. Pre serves its purpose. Hook serves its purpose. I want them to all have their own function as it relates to the greater story. It's really easy to reverse engineer it because you can see the outline that much better. So let's keep it simple. Let's do a little exercise. The hook, the chorus, the arrival, whatever you want to call it, it needs to show us your heroic thing, what are you here to do? I wrote a song called Legends, and the main line in the hook is, this is how legends are born. So the hook isn't even about me, per se. It's talking about legends. It's not saying, I am a legend. I am a legend. It says, this is how legends are born. It's the stuff leading up to this is how legends are born that braces us for impact and allows us to see that hero in the story. The pre-chorus talks about the kill making you stronger. It talks about your pride taking a hit along the way. And you can see how that relates to the hero's journey. Your pride gets a scar, but that's how legends are born. Reverse engineering it even further reveals the rock bottom in the verses. Again, I don't say I'm at my rock bottom. I declare bankruptcy. It's way too on the nose. Instead, I focus on the fact that I'm preparing for battle. That's it. So I talk about concepts like blood, sweat, and tears, flames roaring, being trapped in the belly of a beast. And these are all ideas that essentially are designed to create anticipation. They're designed to connect with you and the hardships or the anxieties that you've experienced in your life. When you're ready to be done with the negative shit and you're fired up and you're biting your energy and you're waiting to strike. I don't know. They're meant to foreshadow what's to come, is my point. So I talk about blood, sweat, and tears. And then I move into scarring your pride. And then I naturally move right into saying, this is how legends are born. It's a transformation. You see what I'm saying? It's a story. If my lyrics were only about being a legend, you'd be like, cool. Why do I care? I never heard of you. Next. Without the story, you're going to fail to connect. I promise you that. And this is exactly what I see so many top liners, so many artists, so many rappers missing the mark on in sync. They are so caught up with talking about how good they are, how awesome they are, how rich they are, whatever, that they forget to make a fan out of you and me by showing us their weak spots, their down moments, their underdogness that could help us get on their side and root for them to get what's owed to them, to get what they want. They fail to explain that to us by showing us a dynamic story between the darkness we find them in and that bright, shining light that they're rising up toward. The fact is, not many of us have people in our lives to train us in this lyric writing method. It's a moving target. Lyrics change from decade to decade, year to year. It's a moving target. So how do we stay at the forefront of that change, right? How do we adapt? This is a very niche skill that serves you very well in sync, but it isn't necessarily going to be prevalent in commercial songwriting, right? Like Spotify. And this is what I live for. Writing useful, purposeful things that brands want. And by things, I mean tracks, top lines, like anything that goes into it, I want it to have value. And the easiest way to do that with sync-oriented top lines is to start low or to buy our trust and then take us on that journey with you to the top. So whether you write top lines for your tracks, be it cinematic rap or whatever, or if you hire other people to do it for you, my hope is that this insight gives you guardrails that you can lean heavily, heavily into as you collab and write tracks that you can be confident about. Tracks that will serve a purpose and will absolutely see their way into big brand pitches. That's what it's all about. And if you can grasp this concept, but you're looking for help implementing it and actually using it, then I want you to know that this is what I help people do every single day inside the Sync Beast Accelerator. And if you're interested in learning more about it, you can go to www.syncbeastaccelerator.com/go. G-O. You can hear what it's all about over there and how it can help you quite literally accelerate your growth in sync. The name is very on purpose. And that's it, y'all. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. I put a lot of time and energy into uncovering the tough stuff, the ugly stuff, the real stuff that not many people are willing to get into. And we're really trying to grow this podcast to reach more serious producers like yourself. So if you got something out of this and you want a way to thank me, please consider sharing with someone and leaving a 5-star review on wherever you're listening to this podcast. The fastest, easiest way to get this material that, again, no one else is talking about in front of more producers. It'll help them think better, produce better, collab better, build their catalog better, just like you. And I plan to post a ton more about how to think at the highest level of sync. It's the game I play every single day, and I want to see you win. So stay hungry, and I will talk to you soon.